Hey, church. It's Brian Dempsey, and really excited to talk to you all about God and my physical health. I've been pretty active my entire life. As you can see, I'm wearing a run shirt, and in the background, I have that. When I watch ESPN and all the interviews, I see people with bookshelves. So there's my bookshelves, but I'm hiding the books, so I don't want you to see what books I have on my shelf. But anyway, I'm really excited to talk to you all. Chris asked me, and Ben asked me to do this, and I've been running competitively. Well, I used to run competitively in high school and college, and started coaching right after college. Actually, my senior year in college, I helped out at a local high school up at Frostburg. And so I've been coaching now for going on 30 plus years. So I've been doing this for a long time and I still absolutely love it. I taught PE for 20 years in elementary school and high school combined. And as you can see, sports and physical fitness has been a big part of my life, all of my adult life, for sure. So, but something changed when I turned 35. I always wanted to be physically fit, but now I had to be physically fit because I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And it's hereditary. My dad had diabetes, and he just didn't take care of himself with it. And, unfortunately, he passed away when I was 40. So, and he was only 66 when he passed away. So that hurt really bad. Obviously, when you lose a parent, I think at any time, but when you're that young, I felt, pretty young at 40. But, I wasn't going to church at the time, and I was really angry. I was upset. All those emotions that you feel when you lose somebody. So I decided to go to a bereavement class at a local church in Phoenix where we were living at the time. And that was the beginning of my new walk of faith, is what I call it. I began to really focus on my health and well-being. And this also made me a much better coach. I wanted to help my athletes more. And it wasn't just about the workouts. I wanted to know how they were doing outside of school. I wanted to be that adult that they could trust. And going to the bereavement class and then going to church on a regular basis, I just I knew God had a purpose for me. And it was really to help more so young adults than anybody. And I just started really walking the walk. I really believed in what everything that was going on in my life and at church. And so I went back to school one day and I heard about Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so I started Fellowship of Christian Athletes chapter at our school. It was great. I started a prayer circle before all the cross country and track meets. And not too many schools were doing that. Not too many coaches were, I guess, brave enough to do something like that. But it kind of trickled down to where other athletes from other schools were joining us, and it was amazing. So God was really speaking to me, and being a good role model to young people, I just was really, really that was really part of my coaching philosophy at the time. And now, I even wrote a children's book. It was a combination of someone being athletic and having diabetes. So, I was just doing a lot of things with that. So, but one of the big changes in my coach philosophy during this time was that I really never gave up on any of my athletes. Before, I would quickly give up on them, basically. Just if they didn't want to do it, then I was like, okay, see you later. But now I was really asking questions, and I really wanted to know why they thought about quitting, and I just never gave up to them. I never gave up on them. And I was just really focused on all the kids on the team, not just the really good kids who wanted to run in college, let's say. I wanted to help all the kids, even the kids that were there just to maybe just get in shape. So it was just something that I continue to do today. You know, running is a tough sport, and you're running by yourself a lot. And I've been told by many people that I'm a big motivator, and that's what I like to do. I encourage and motivate the kids quite a bit, and it's not just my team either. I encourage kids from all the schools, and just start getting to know all the kids in high school. So I found a scripture that I did a little research once. Chris and Ben asked me to do this, but Galatians 6, verse 9 and 10, it says this: "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." I'm currently the head girls cross country coach at Oakdale High School, and the assistant girls track coach, and I will continue to coach and mentor these new athletes that we will get August 12th. Really excited to get started again. And you know, I know that God has placed me in this position. I was away from coaching a little bit, and I really missed it, and now I have this opportunity again to be coaching, and I just absolutely love it. I'm very thankful. You know, I've met some amazing people on the journey that I've taken, countless athletes, great coaches, and one awesome pastor. Thank God, Pastor Chris and I met in spin class. Aaron was in that spin class as well. And, you know, it was a 6 a.m. class at Gold's Gym, and we just talked one day after class, and we were talking about what we were doing job-wise, and he said he was the pastor of a church, and I said, "Oh, the youth pastor?" And he said, "No, the pastor." And I was like, "Oh, the pastor. Okay, well, I better start going to church then." Been with Faith Point ever since. So thank you very much, Chris. I have one more scripture that I found that I really thought kind of put this together a little bit, but it's Isaiah 40. Verse 31, and it says this: "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So stay healthy, everybody. It's good here, and it's good here. So thanks for listening. I hope everybody's staying healthy, and hopefully we'll all get through this with no problems, and hang in there, everybody. So thank you very much for listening, and be God's.